For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? D-Mac here. We have a special guest. You've seen her all over Twitter, all over Instagram, all over social media. She is the lucky one that caught Shohei Ohtani's first home run as a Dodger. Amber Roman is joining us here on Dodgers Dugout. Amber, first thing I want to ask you is just kind of describe the moment, detail by detail. You're in the right field pavilion. You're looking at Shohei Ohtani. Are you anticipating a home run in that moment?
Hoping for one. Especially since he hadn't hit one and we were there, like, of course, who wanted to be, you know, in that presence. But everything just happened really fast. I'm pretty sure you've seen on social media, like, I'm getting so much hate, you know, over what I did or what I chose to do. But I mean, at the end of the day, it was me who caught it. No one else was with me in the negotiation, so no one knows really what went down. So the people also starting to say, like, oh, now I'm playing the victim because I'm seeing what I lost out on. At no point was my intention to get any kind of monetary value out of it. The experience itself enough as a Dodger fan, like, that meant so much more to me. I do wish that we could have met him, maybe taken a picture with him, but that was impossible. But I'm still very grateful for what they gave me.
But as far as just kind of reading the ball off the bat, I mean, you see the ball coming towards you. Do you find it on the ground, or just kind of how did you actually acquire the ball when it was that mad dash to get it? Do you remember a lot of people kind of scrambling around it? It was the first time you ever caught a ball ever at a Dodger game?
Yes, this is the first ball I've ever caught at a Dodger game. So it being that ball, you know, makes it that much more special. But the ball was in the air, it was coming towards us, and really didn't think that it was going to land anywhere near us. We've been in plenty of situations where, you know, it lands behind us or lands in front of us. But my husband is actually the one who went for the ball. And in the midst of, like, looking over at him and seeing him, you know, struggle with all these guys around him also trying to look for the ball, I look down and it's right by my foot. And I pick it up, and then that's when I'm, like, putting it in the air, like, oh my God, I got the ball.
Yeah, I saw you guys just going crazy. He's lifting you in the air. First thing I want to know is how many people were blowing up your phone just right in that moment? Were people noticing you already just from that original shot?
That we know, friends and family of ours that were at home watching the game, like, they saw it all go down. They saw us on TV. So, yeah, right away we were getting text calls from everybody.
That's amazing. Then how quickly after that were you escorted out of the right field pavilion? It almost felt like it was like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, you had gotten that golden ticket. How quickly after that were you taken out of there? Were people talking to you, congratulating you? What was that moment like?
It happened really quick. It seemed like at the moment that, you know, I finally got a turn to, like, look at my husband and, like, really soak in the moment. Security came up and hand signaled me to, like, go to them. And at first I'm thinking, like, oh, I did something wrong. And they were like, no, we want to reward you for catching the ball. So it was like, oh, okay, cool. So they're like, oh, follow us. And then that's when you see me getting escorted out of there. They took us down to right next to the bullpen, like the gate to go in there. That's where they had us. But at that point, they didn't allow my husband or the friend that we were with to go with me. They said that they had to stay out. So my husband didn't get to hear what it is that they were offering me to trade or anything like that.
Interesting. So did you kind of request to maybe consult with your husband and before you kind of negotiated what you were going to get in exchange for the ball? Did you know in that moment you were going to give it to Shohei Ohtani and give him back the ball in exchange for some items or whatever it may be? But did you try to make it clear you wanted to kind of talk to your husband at that point?
No. So what happened is there was like a rope that was kind of sectioned off that area. So the public wasn't able to go on that side. And so they made him stop at those ropes.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And they're like, no, you can't follow her. And then that's when the security that was leading me was like, I'm not sure if you realize what it is that you have in your hand, but you have Ohtani's first home run ball as a Dodger. And it would really mean a lot to him if you would give the ball back, because it means that much to him. So then I asked, I'm like, well, you know, I would really want to keep it. It would be really cool, you know, to keep this, but I would just want to know if maybe he would sign it for me. And they were like, no, if you're going to keep it, he's not willing to sign for it, and we won't authenticate it for you. So at that moment, them telling me that, that's kind of when I was like, okay, well, how much is this ball really worth if it's not going to be authenticated and he's not signing it? So then that's when I asked, okay, well, what is he willing to trade me for it? And at first, what they offered was the two signed baseball caps. And then from there, that's when I was like, okay, well, what else can I get besides just the hats? And then that's when they threw in his bat and the ball, another ball.
Interesting. So they basically presented you with, okay, you're going to get some items, but if you don't take this, we're not going to authenticate this baseball for you, which would minimize the value, making it very difficult for you to walk home with that ball and try to get money for it or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, so that's exactly what I thought. That's why I'm like, okay, well, if he wants to trade, what is he going to trade me for?
So they start with the two hats, and then you say, okay, I want a little more, and then they throw in a bat, and they throw in an autographed baseball, and ultimately you wanted to meet Shohei Ohtani, and you made that request, and then what was their response to that?
That it wasn't possible at the time. So that was a real bummer.
Yeah, and then you've seen, I mean, there's some auctioneers. I mean, there's a ball that was fouled off by Ohtani in 2021 going for $15,000. There's a ball that going for $30,000. Some auctioneers, they estimate this could go for $100,000. Just kind of what are your thoughts on just kind of hearing that kind of stuff?
As far as, like, regrets, honestly don't regret it. Like I said, just the experience of it all, like, as a lifetime Dodger fan, that meant so much. I'm really grateful with what I got. Yeah, I'm hearing all this stuff. Obviously, you know, it kind of makes you think like, damn, did I really miss out, you know, on those $100,000? But what's done is done. And
you know what? No one can take away that clip of you in the right field pavilion, catching the ball, the glorious ball in the sky. No one can take that away from you. And you'll always go down as the person that caught Shohei Ohtani's first home run with the Dodgers. But as far as just how everything went down with the security, the authentication, the Shohei Ohtani, you look at it from that standpoint, kind of what are your thoughts on how they kind of handled it as a whole?
As a Dodger fan, I expected maybe a little bit more like warmth, I should say, like from them, but it was just really fast. I needed to make a decision right then and there.
Yeah, I'm sure everything was happening so fast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it makes you wonder, maybe Shohei Ohtani does reach out to you. Maybe he hopefully sends you a Porsche. I'm hoping
that would be really nice, you know, just getting to meet him would be really, really nice.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, you got to respect that. I mean, we know that I kind of read you guys lifelong Dodgers fans from Whittier. It's not about the money for you. It's just really about kind of sharing that moment with Shohei Ohtani. It would have been nice to have a picture. And hey, like I'm saying, he sent Joe Kelly's wife the Porsche after he gave up number 17. I would not be shocked if you look outside your door one day and you see a nice Porsche. I'm hoping that happens for you. Maybe he gives you 100 grand. I don't know if that happens for you, but I just say, want to say I have all the respect in the world for you for how you handled this. Look, at the end of the day, you can say you want. You showed up to a game. You show up to game. You caught Ohtani's ball. You were seen all around nationally, internationally. Everyone's seeing your face everywhere. You've gone viral. And three, you still got two hats. You still got a bat. And you still got what you got with Shohei Ohtani. So I still think at the end of the day, you're winning big on this one, Amber.
Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, just kind of hearing this whole process, how it played out, it's really interesting. Like I said, I do hope that somehow, some way, how many games do you go to per year typically?
Throughout the season, we go to about 5-6 games per season. So we try to go as often as we can. We don't always sit in the pavilion. I think since I've been dating, like maybe we've sat there 3 times. So it was just the perfect seats at the perfect time.
Unbelievable. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have the hats and the bats and the hat and the bat and all the stuff nearby?
Yeah, I have them.
And we can see it? Because, I kind of want to see, you know, Shohei Ohtani's autograph, just kind of how it looks. You get the ball, and it's the ball that he signed for his home run, for his first Dodgers home run. He's going to be the first of many.
So this is the bat.
So we got the bat. A little close up right there on the bat. Okay, we got the signature Shohei Ohtani. There you go. There you go. See, that's amazing right there. You got the bat, and then there's the ball.
Yeah, there's the ball. He signed as well.
So you got the ball right there. Okay, that's incredible. I mean, that's hey, see what all this stuff is going to be worth a lot of money. It's already worth a lot of money, but it's going to be worth even more one day. So don't forget that.
And then the hats that he also
you got
signed.
The hat right there. You got two hats. Yeah. You got one for you, one for your husband. So. You got to love it. You got to love it. Well, Amber, thank you so much for joining us here on Dodgers Dugout here at Dodgers Nation. Congratulations. I know it's been an absolute whirlwind for you, everything that's gone down. But hey, at the end of the day, you'll always go down in history as the person that caught Shohei Ohtani's first Dodgers home run. You should be very, very proud of that. I know it's got to be kind of crazy what you've been kind of going through and everything like that. But what are people hating on? Just that like you didn't ask for more or whatever?
Yeah, or that, you know, I didn't keep it. They're calling me dumb, you know, because some people are saying that, you know, it's worth close to $100,000. But like I said, at the end of the day, like, it was me who caught it. And the experience on its own as a Dodger fan, that means a lot. And I'm grateful for what I got.
Were you ever close to keeping it? Like, did it ever cross your mind?
I was really debating. They gave me about 5 minutes to, like, make up my mind. And I was really like, okay, if I keep it. But the whole not being signed and them refusing to authenticate it for me, like, that's kind of what really like leaned me towards, okay, well, what are they willing to give me?
Yeah, that's the part that really kind of boggles my mind, that situation, because I mean, to not authenticate, that really puts you in a tough spot and you got to make a quick decision right there. But yeah, at the end of the day, I think I handled it well. I mean, like I said, it's got to be pretty wild to see your face everywhere. I mean, think about this, the whole entire country of Japan, 112 million people know who you are today. I mean, when you think about that, they've seen you catch this ball. So yeah, once again, congratulations. And keep rooting for your boys in blue. I hope, like I said, I hope that Ohtani sends you a Porsche. I hope that you go to a game and he meets you. I still think that's on the table. I'm just throwing that out there.
I really hope so. You know, I hope they reach out. But if not, then at the end of the day, I'm grateful.
It's still go Dodgers, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Always. All right. Thanks a lot, Amber. And have a great rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.